greet you all in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Deeply Rooted with me, your host, Sina Zokos. This is a podcast where we discuss and delve deeper into the intimate conversations we all have with the Heavenly Father. So welcome, beloved. Welcome to it. This is Deeply Rooted, as I said in the intro. It's a podcast where we help each other grow in our relationships with God. You know, you might have a relationship with God and you just want to strengthen it. You might be someone that doesn't have a relationship with God, but you just want it to grow and you want to pursue it. And you might be someone that once had a relationship with God, but life happened, you know, you strayed away and you abandoned, so to speak, your relationship with God. But if you fall under any of these categories and you want to get back to your relationship with God or grow the existing relationship or pursue a new relationship with God, you are at the right place, because that is what Deeply Rooted is about. We help each other grow in our Christian faith. And today, let's actually emphasize and zoom in on that word faith. Why is it called a Christian faith? And why do we speak so much about that word faith in our belief and in our relationships with God? So whenever we speak about faith, the main scripture that usually comes to mind is in the book of Hebrews chapter 11, where the writer speaks about faith in detail. So that's where I'll also be focusing today. And I will zoom in particularly on verse 1 and verse 6 under Hebrews chapter 11. So verse 1 reads as follows: "Now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see." So let's read it again. It's "now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see." And then jump over to verse 6, same chapter, Hebrews chapter 11. It says, "And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him." So we are looking at two things here, beloved. We are looking at the definition of faith, which is described and explained in verse 1. And then in verse 6, we see the writer explaining the importance of having faith. So it says, "Without faith, it's impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him." So what is it that we have faith in particularly? You know, we see here that the definition of faith is described and the importance of faith is also explained. But what exactly do we have faith in? So I will explain this in twofold, right? We have faith in who God is. And who God is understood as two things. I mean, there's many aspects and layers of who God is, but mainly, you have faith in who he is, in his magnitude. You have faith in his character. So in his magnitude and his character, those are the very two helpful things to help you have faith in who God is. So to break this down, God's magnitude, God's size, let's go to the book of Psalm chapter 147, verse 4 to 5. It says, "He determines the number of stars and calls them each by name. Great is our Lord and mighty in power. His understanding has no limit." So the writer here literally describes a portion of who God is. He summarizes who God is, right? So he says, he determines the number of stars and calls them each by name. So that shows that God is massive in that way. You know, when you look at the stars in the evening, and when you look at nature actually in general, you know, when you're looking at mountains, when you're looking at oceans, and even the human body and how it was created. You know, yesterday I was watching this other guy on TikTok. He's a medical doctor, and he was saying the way he's studied medicine and has understood how the human body works, it literally shows that there is a God in heaven, and he's massive and he's intentional, because the complexities of how the human body works shows that, you know, God is literally massive and he's very intentional. So keeping at the forefront of your mind that God's magnitude is literally huge, you know, in a way that we cannot comprehend. He's incomparable. He's undefeated. He's undisputed. You know, he's matchless. He's the most high God. He's above all creation. He's above all other powers, spirits, and principalities. And he's above everything that we could ever go through, you know, in the world, you know. So that's who our God is. And knowing and keeping at the forefront of your mind and believing and having faith in who he is part of faith, you know. And another aspect of having faith in God is having faith in his character. And there's many characteristics to who God is and what he can do. For example, it says in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 7 verse 9, "Know therefore that the Lord your God is God, keeping his covenant of love to 1,000 generations of those who love him and keep his commandments." So that explains God's love and how he keeps his covenant. He keeps his promises. He's faithful to his word, you know. And I, for one, for example, I've walked with the Lord since I was 15 years old. I'm turning 25 in a few days. And in my entire walk with God, I have seen how faithful he's been. I have seen that he's faithful. You know, if he says in his word he will fight for you, he will really fight for you. If he says in his word that he will always love you and his love is consistent, as it says in this word, you know, in this chapter, Deuteronomy chapter 7 verse 9, where he says, you know, he keeps his covenant of love to 1,000 generations. You need to believe that. You need to believe that that is who God is, you know, in addition to his magnitude, in addition to the fact that he's a massive God who's undefeated. He's a God that made heaven and earth. He knows the number of stars and he knows them each by name. There's even a part in scripture that says he knows the number of hairs in your head. You know, he's the maker of all things and nothing can ever stand against him and win. You know, he's the king above all kings, he's the Lord above all lords. You also need to know that he's faithful. And he's a God of love. You know, if he places a promise in his word or he places a promise in your heart, you need to have faith and believe that he's going to see it through and he's going to do it. So in addition to knowing who God is, you need to also know that he's also consistent in his character and in his nature. He does not change. And we see this, for example, in the book of Malachi chapter 3 verse 6, where he's speaking to his people through the prophet Malachi. He says, "For I, the Lord, do not change." He makes that statement, and in whatever context that was, he literally starts off his sentence by saying that he does not change, you know. So if he was a God who was above all things and above all creation and above all situations, and if he was a faithful and loving God in the beginning, he's going to continue being that God, you know. And sometimes it's actually hard to believe that, you know, because we change, seasons change, people in our lives change, you know. But God remains consistent. He's the one aspect of reality that will never, ever change, you know. So that's one aspect of what we need to have faith in our relationships with God. And another aspect of having faith, another important, very crucial part of having faith in your relationship with God, is having faith in his son. Is having faith in the fact that he sent Jesus to die for us and to rise again and give us a new identity and take the burden of our sins upon him, you know. So that's a very important, crucial aspect of your relationship with God. Because in the book of John chapter 14 verse 6, Jesus says, "No one can go to the Father except through me." So it shows the importance of having faith in Christ, having faith in the work of the cross. You know, as the episodes go, as the episodes progress, I'm going to have an episode where I delve deeper and explain, you know, the nitty-gritties of why Jesus had to come and die and rise again, you know. But that is a very important starting point, believing in God's nature, who he is, what he can do, his capabilities, and his faithfulness and love. And also having faith in Jesus Christ and the work of the cross and everything that he accomplished through the cross. You know, as I said, I'm going to go deeper into that in another episode, but that is a very crucial aspect of having a relationship with God and starting and growing in your relationship with God, you know. And having faith, beloved, is actually not easy. You know, there's so many things that affect us, so many life situations that actually try to waver us, you know, to not having faith. But it's actually very important, and it brings so much peace to have faith, because you're not trusting in yourself. You're not trusting in what life is going to do or how life is going to turn out. You're trusting in a higher power, and you're trusting in a faithful higher power, a loving higher power who's got good intentions for you to prosper and not for you to be in harm's way. You know, it brings you peace. And when you look at your life situations and whatever it is that you're facing or going through, you see that actually this is minor. This is nothing compared to the God that I serve, because at the forefront of your mind, you always have his magnitude. You always remember how massive and majestic he is, and the fact that he's the Most High God above all situations, and nothing can be defeated. I mean, nothing can defeat him, but he defeats all things, you know. So it's very, very important to have faith in the nature of God, to have faith in Christ, to have faith in God's consistency and in the fact that he doesn't change and he remains the same, you know. So pray for faith, because faith is not an easy thing to have, especially keeping it consistently, but it's very important. And when you look at your life situations, you realize that it's actually a drop in the ocean. It's nothing compared to my Father, to my Heavenly Father. You know, it's nothing compared to who He is and what He can do. You know, so that is why having faith is extremely important. And that is just the starting point of having faith in who God is, in Christ, and in everything that He can do. Otherwise, we have come to the end of our first episode. Don't forget to subscribe freely to Iono FM, to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you choose to listen to your podcasts. This was Deeply Rooted with me, your host, Sinazo Kos. And don't forget that you are loved, you are valued, and you are extremely precious in your Heavenly Father's sight. Until next time, goodbye.